been to Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're not at the pools today.
It's inside with Jaguars.com.
Inside today. Pouring rain outside on Tuesday. Let's get to it. You know, the Jaguars can look at the Texans and the Colts at the top of the division. They need some help from the Titans, of course, the rest of the way. But none of that matters if the Jags don't handle their own business, John. They got to go pretty much run the table here.
Yeah, I mean, they do have to run the table. And it's why you hesitate to really get too excited for at least another week. This team has won two in a row this year, but it's got to do more than that, and it's going to be a tough get. At the same time, when you consider the quarterback situations with the other two teams right now, you get the feeling that they're not necessarily going to pull away in these games that they're playing. So there's a chance, but winning four in a row for this team, I haven't seen that yet, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Totally agree that you have to focus because Matt Ryan and Julio Jones can cause problems. Even though Matt Ryan isn't playing all that well this year, Julio Jones is a beast to stop, and we know what receivers have done to this defense in recent weeks. However, Charlie Whitehurst versus T.J. Yates, it's hard not to get too excited about what could be. And then, of course, you can look back and say, well, if you hadn't blown that Colts game, if you hadn't missed the chance in Tennessee, you'd be in first place this morning and talking about just winning out. So it's fun. It's fun right now. Just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win. That's all the Jags have to do. And they'll have to do it with a fewer running backs than they've had a lot of this season. A handful of running backs on IR right now. T.J. Yeldon is dinged up, too, with a knee sprain. Denard Robinson is the guy. After that, what do you got, Brian?
Well, yeah, who's Joe Bayard, right? Who's Joe Banks? I mean, when you look and see that they have put three running backs they started the season with on injured reserve already, and it's hard to imagine a scenario in which T.J. Yeldon is ready to go this week. We don't know where his knee is at this point. We'll find out later in the week. But I would imagine, having seen him on crutches on Sunday in the locker room, he's down at least a week. And so when you look at it that way, I mean, can you play, John? Are you available on Sunday afternoon?
I'm slow, but I'm also not very agile, so it's a good combination.
So you combine those two things. I'll say this. You know, you got a lot of weapons in the passing game. You may have to do a little West Coast. You may need to use the passing game to run the ball effectively on Sunday.
But the good news, if there is good news out of that, Denard Robinson, who started as a guy who was trying to figure out the running back position, looks like he can do that. And he did it for four games last year, but when he did it for four games, defenses were playing back, and then once they sort of figured it out, he wasn't as effective. The other day, he played very big in a big situation in that game. That game wasn't over when he started running well. So if he can stay healthy, I still don't think he's an every down six games in a row, run for 25 carries a game guy. But if you need him for a week or two, I think he's shown he can do it as long as he stays healthy.
Well, the other thing is with the way that this passing offense is lining up and the way that they're producing, you can spread them out. And that really works to Denard's advantage.
Let's finish with the final home game of the 2015 season, the Jags and the Falcons, coming up this Sunday at Everbank Field. The Jags are 4-3 at home games this year, could be 5 if they get it done this week. Is it becoming an advantage again finally, John?
Well, it needs to, and it feels like it is in spots. It's not the overwhelming advantage. They're not 8-0 at home. But if you remember Miami and if you remember the Tennessee game, there have been moments in the fourth quarter where, I don't say it felt like old times, but there was a lot of energy, and it felt like they were feeding off of it. It takes time, because it's been down a long time. But I've always said, the core fan base here, the people who are there every week, unbelievable. And as it grows, that's going to get more intense. So it felt like a home field advantage the other day.
I've talked to a number of people who left at the half. They thought, same old Jaguars, I'm done. And they were sick about it, right? So people had gotten to the point where they thought, well, you know, this team can't come back, and then they were proven wrong. So to John's point, it has felt like old times a couple of times this year. If the Jaguars can do over the final four games what they did in the final half on Sunday, they can get people back in here with that idea. The one thing Jacksonville has had on its shoulder forever, and will, is that chip. Smallest media market in the league, because you don't have Green Bay that has Milwaukee down the road. And you have the ocean to your east instead of the whole state of Wisconsin. So it's the smallest market in the league, no matter how you cut it. And if you get these people with a chip on their shoulders, say, yeah, we're small, come on down. It's what it used to be like, and I think it can be again.
Started to feel that way Sunday. Yeah. Make it happen.
Let's do it for the final regular season home game this Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons. That's it for Poolside Inside with Jaguars.com.